News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, one of our team members, I was talking to their folks this the other day. ZLA Solutions is like basically kicking it right now when it comes to getting people back to work. Alabama's unemployment numbers are really good when you compare to nationwide, but there's still a lot of folks that need jobs. And you heard Lou Burdette a moment ago. He was talking about the fact that he was talking to Mayor Tommy Battle about job postings they've got at Toyota Mazda that they can't fill. Well, that's the kind of thing that ZLA takes care of. They go in there and they help the employers fill out the workforce, but they also post the jobs on their website for the individuals to look at. So if you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. That's their website for ZLA Solutions, ZLAUSA.com. When you get there, you'll find jobs posted all over the state, a lot of them with great pay. They told me just the other day, they're posting jobs right now with like $20 an hour and some of them with benefits and everything attached to it. And then if you're an employer and you got to fill out the ranks of your workforce, oh yeah, go to ZLAUSA.com, start the process. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can take care of you. They can do things with your logistics solutions. They can do things for quality control and certainly the staffing issues. So yeah, check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio too. I'd appreciate that. All right, this is the year of the parent. Huh, what, pray tell, Phil Williams, does that mean? Well, so here's the deal. You may recall the governor's race in Virginia last year. There was a great deal of parental angst with the school boards, especially in Loudoun County, Virginia, where just the most awful mess was happening. That critical race theory and social justice actions and, you know, transgender bathrooms. And it's like the people in Virginia were fed up. They had a chance to really see it, especially during COVID. Because during COVID, parents had a far greater view of what their kids had been sort of being, you know, fed, if you will. And they were shocked to find curriculum that was very progressive liberal. They were shocked to find teachers who didn't know or want to do their jobs. They were shocked to find, like I said a moment ago, all these social justice issues being inculcated to their kids. They were shocked to find the values that they teach their kids were being denigrated in the school system. Now, it's not a broad brush, all right? I'm not saying every school, every teacher, every curriculum is like that. But it exists, and don't try and tell me it doesn't. And it shouldn't at all. So parents got busy in Virginia, and parents got especially engaged as things ramped up. Do you remember the situation we had when Terry McAuliffe, who was running as the Democrat for governor, who thought, much like Hillary Clinton did, that it was his right, he would walk into that office. This is a generally blue state. It is my office to lose. No, that didn't work out very well for him, especially when he said that he didn't believe that parents should have a say in their children's education. Ho! Well, that got some attention. Yeah, you thought parents were mad before. Suddenly they're being told by the guy who wants to be the governor that they don't have a say? Well, then it went a step further. You know, parents were going to these Loudoun County and other school board meetings across Virginia and causing a ruckus. I'm not going to lie. There were times when it was pretty boisterous. Now, wasn't anybody swinging fists? There was nobody out there threatening the lives. Now, did some of the snowflakes who got elected to the school boards feel threatened? Probably. Nonetheless, there was never any criminal activity, but it was certainly raucous. Apparently, the National School Board Association, if you remember, we find out later, had been engaging with the Biden White House and the Biden's Department of Education, U.S. Department of Education, to collaborate on what to do about all these parents. All these parents? What are we doing with these parents? Well, the fact is that they went one step further. They asked for action from the Biden administration. The Biden administration apparently then encouraged them to write a letter so we got a paper trail. And they did. And the National School Board Association resulted in the Biden Department of Justice under Attorney General Merrick Garland getting engaged and basically calling parents domestic terrorists. Well, by golly, how'd that work for you in the Virginia governor's race? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of examples of things that parents were finding out. Like, for instance, right here. I got a story off of Heartland, the Heartland Institute. Pretty conservative organization. They put out their stuff. They list several examples. In Broward County, Florida, a teacher took her elementary school students to a gay bar as a way to learn about the homosexual community. Why? In Eastern Kentucky, students gave lap dances to the staff as part of Hazard High School's homecoming week festivities. It was on video. It was a YouTube viral moment. In Loudoun County, Virginia, again, I mentioned Loudoun County, a high school boy wearing a dress has been accused of raping a girl in the women's bathroom. The second time he's been accused, neither case was pursued by the district superintendent, who, when asked why he didn't act, sort of incoherently blamed Donald Trump's Title IX regulations and yada, 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 and talks about staying home, wearing a mask, and making a child stay home for raping another student. What? All right. These kind of things happen. Copper, grab the mic. What you got? You got something on the board right there. What was that one?
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in Fairfax, and I've got some people I know back there who are posting about more crazy things going on in their school system. So apparently a school board meeting, there was a parent who spoke, a mom, who brought some pornographic material from the library that had graphic sexual content, pedophilia. The board cut her mic when she was reading from it to object to it being in the library, and they left. They wouldn't listen to her. They just left the room.
All right, so this is a book that was in the school library.
Correct.
Itself?
Correct.
She brought it to show them, and she was reading to them what's in their school library.
Yes.
And they cut her mic off so they wouldn't have to hear it.
Correct. And they told her that they lectured her on being appropriate and how she shouldn't do obscene things. They censored it on the screen while it was being recorded, and then they just left.
Wow.
So they don't want to see it, but it's fine for the 12-year-olds.
No kidding. Well, I mean, that's the thing we're dealing with here, folks. I mean, that's, good stuff, Copper. Well, not good stuff. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Good input. The reality is this, though. Parents got busy in Virginia and made a difference. Right here in Alabama, parents got busy in Mountain Brook and made a similar difference. It wasn't as big of a deal nationwide as what you saw in Loudoun County. But I've told you multiple times, and I've even had them on the show, that a group of parents got together and said, you know what, we're hearing that critical race theory is a part of this curriculum for training teachers, and we want it gone. And the school board in Mountain Brook didn't know what to, they'd never seen this before. What Mountain Brook? This is Mountain Brook. This is a tiny kingdom. This is where we're genteel. What is happening here? 300 parents showed up at a meeting, and that stuff got pulled out of the curriculum. I'm telling you, it did. In fact, at the Alabama Policy Institute, we give annual awards we call the Policy Warrior Award, and that award is designed to find someone either in government or out of government who makes a difference in public policy for conservative values. We decided we had to give one to that group of parents. So how do you give it to a group? We just figured we'd figure it out. But we had this beautiful statue on a marble base of a soldier, like a Minuteman. He's a Rough Rider from the Spanish-American War. Anyway, we gave them that award for making a difference in their community. Well, folks, Governor Ron DeSantis came out just yesterday, story on Breitbart, dated actually 2 days ago. DeSantis closes out the legislative session saying this has been the year of the parent in Florida. So Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday closed out his state's 2022 legislative session, deeming it the year of the parent in the state of Florida, saying that there were a number of things they did to establish law and order, to get rid of issues like defunding the police, to do other stuff. But one of the things he was most proud about, he said, was making it the year of the parent by doing things like demanding curriculum transparency so that parents know what's going on in the classroom. And he also went on to say that he himself is the parent of three kids that are aged 5 and under, and is glad that he and his wife don't have to worry about sending their kids to kindergarten to be sexualized. And yes, that's true. And what he's saying here is he believes that this is a year, and take it as a calendar year, but also as a year going back, when parents have been awakening, if you will. It's like the sleeping dragon has been awakened, and suddenly, you're starting to see that if you really want to make a difference in politics, You'd better square yourself away on things that parents care about. And there's groups out there. There's one group that calls themselves the Mama Bears. and they're like, don't screw with my cubs. All right. Mama Bears. Now, it's funny when you see this kind of being written up, yeah, by other groups. Like, I've got a story here off of Yahoo News. Yahoo News kind of has a different take on it. They think that parents are just angry about wearing masks in school. It's ridiculous they would say this. Storyline here dated February 18th, so we're looking at just about three and a half weeks ago. The Democrats at Yahoo News, they're talking about the midterms coming up, and they're saying that midterm Republicans want this to be the year of the angry parent. It says their hopes rest on a very specific kind of parent, those in the suburbs who are upset with pandemic mitigation efforts that Democrats have championed, in particular masking requirements for young students. It's like COVID's the only, did you hear anything about what I just said a moment ago that said COVID? Now, have mask mandates been ridiculous? Yes. Has there been an overreach on the part of some school systems to just inoculate your kids without parents' knowledge? Yes. Is that the thing that is driving out? Did that win the election in Virginia? No. No. Yahoo News. Bunch of knuckleheads. So, yeah. One Republican consultant cited in this article, though, says, Democrats made the mistake over the past few years of thinking they had won over suburban voters, and followed up by saying they were renting them. They never owned them. There's a condescending term. Anyway, says suburban voters have always been center right. I would agree with that in most sense, but you're going to find some enclaves like in New York, New Jersey, those places where even the suburbs or San Francisco. He says the last couple of cycles, they were voting on personality. But when they vote on policy, they vote center-right. Interesting point. The year of the parent. All right, Copper, take us to a break. We'll come back and kind of wrap this up a little bit. Yeah, you're going to want to hear some more of this. The year of the parent. I like it. I'm hoping parents are getting busy. I'm hoping y'all are mad. I'm okay with angry conservative parents going to the polls. What I really want to know, though, is that you're being heard. And if you need something for your kids, if we're going to see something better in our education, if there are issues that relate to what's happening with our children's education, or for that matter, the economy that deals with things that give us the ability to fund an education, all these things. Parents, you have every right to have a say. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, 1819news.com, you're probably hearing their ads running on here now. One of our partners in sharing the conservative view, but they're also a straight-up news. I mean, they're going to call balls and strikes, and you don't often get that in the news today. So 1819 News, it's 1819news.com. is one of the best news sources out there. I use them all the time resourcing this show. You can go to them and get objective reporting, solid reporting, just the facts, and then also lots of conservative viewpoints. Copper and I both write an op-ed that's printed on 1819 every week. So I'm just telling you, folks, if you want good, solid news you trust from a group that not only believes in conservative values and believes in the value of good reporting and believes in giving you the whole story, but also believes in this state, you really got to check them out. 1819 News, that's 1819news.com. Check them out. I got a caller held on line. Hey, Jeff from Indiana. Line 5. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams. How you doing today, bud?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, man?
Well, you know, until the schools get back to actually educating and teaching instead of social projects in school, the kids don't have a chance.
No, I agree.
I sent you a link there about the furries, which is a real thing now. People dressing up and putting dog collars on with dog chew toys, and the schools are letting them get away with this stuff now.
You talking about just like as a fad, or is it something kind of like weird, like
it's
sexual
kinda,
misconduct
it's
about
like
it?
A, fad, but it started, I guess, in high school or whatever. But my son's girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter now is, you know, says they come to school and they with dog toys and chew toys and stuff and put on little ears and stuff and collars and just crate and tails and stuff like that. And they let them get away with this stuff.
Wow.
And the other day she came home and this is what's bad about, you know, accepting everybody, you know, instead of just telling you, you know, to, you know, be who you're going to be on your own time. But when we're in school, we're going to teach. All her friends, she came home the other day and said she lost all her friends because they're all lesbians now, and she's not. So she.
Oh, and she's 10 years old?
Yes, 10-year-old kid. So.
Oh, man.
So this
well.
Is what's, you know, when you go from just accepting how someone is, you know, and you know, not bothering them, letting them go alone, to promoting what things are, you know, because these kids see this stuff and everything, it's like, my pronoun today is whatever, you know, and I'm going to get attention this way. So they're all doing this stuff because there's no, you know, everything is, you know, gay, 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 you know. Everybody's promoting this stuff instead of, you know, saying, you know, we don't want to go against people that's, you know, that they're actually gay or lesbian or whatever. But, you know, don't sit there and promote it and make it, you know, a special thing. You know, it's oh, I wanted to be that because I'm going to get attention now.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I mean, back in the day, when the military had don't ask, don't tell, I thought it worked pretty well. I mean, if somebody has a lifestyle choice in their off hours, blessings on them. I would love for them to believe like I believe, but if they don't come and inflict it on us during work hours, or for this matter, in your case is during school hours. The very idea that our kids are being taught things about sexuality at an age when they don't even understand what sex is yet is just absolutely wrong. And you're correct on that.
Exactly. I mean, like you say, it's a don't ask, don't tell thing. Don't sit there and promote things. You know, I don't go out and promote, oh, hey, I'm heterosexual. Oh, hey, you know, look at me. You know, it's, you know, I keep it to myself. Keep it things to yourself. Let children grow up and you know, we don't need any drag queen story time hours in school, you know, stuff like that.
No, absolutely. Well, Jeff, we're up against the break, brother. You be safe on the road, man. Take care. All right, that was Jeff from Indiana, one of our frequent flyers here on Right Side Radio. Always has some solid input. It just bugs me. No, our second grandbaby's about to be born, like any day now. We're looking at probably within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and we have that beautiful grandchild already who's 2.5, and it just bugs me that the world in which they're growing up is one that, like Jeff said a minute ago, promotes alternative lifestyles as not being alternative, as being like you mandatory. You must be this way. You must accept this. You cannot. You have to condone, otherwise you're considered a condemner. It's not that way, not at all. We can love the person and hate the behavior. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Wrapping up that whole section there, the year of the parent. Yeah, that's good stuff. Come on, parents, get busy. Coming back right now with the Grand Council, myself and Dale Jackson and Yaffe. We're going to be talking conservative issues and pinging each other with questions. We'll be right back.